A husband calls his wife to say, I love you. Say this message your whole life. All he had was his phone. He knew he wasn't going to make it home to his family. There was no way he and others could flee. So much smoke, you could not see the way out. It certainly was not clear. Too many, overwhelmed by dust, debris, and fear, life so precious and dear. Help is on the way, is what they needed to hear. The first responders were terrific, but what they faced was horrific. They went up flights of stairs to save others, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers. They're trained to lay down their own life for a stranger, never thinking about the extent of the danger. Would some lives have been spared if security hadn't announced, Tower 2 is secure, it's safe to go back? They were not imagining another plane, another attack. There were those coming down the stairs who did choose to turn around. Others told by office mates, no need to leave. So for all of them, we continue to grieve. Why couldn't the Twin Towers withstand the attack? Were structural design flaws a fact? Who in charge had the gall to approve only 3 stairwells for a building that tall? How do you justify that call? It would leave more real estate to sell? Is that what it was all about? Pray, tell. Did building safety take a back seat? The steel beams inadequately fireproofed, so they could not withstand the intense heat. Have we forgotten the lessons of 9/11? All those who died and are now in heaven? Do the perpetrators of this tragedy deserve a special place in hell? But some are still alive and well in Guantanamo, this much we know. There were those more concerned about the conditions of their confinement than that they be tried in a military courtroom so justice could be served, that a tribunal would decide what they deserved. 22 years later, they are still breathing in the air, while so many got sick and died in the intervening years from the toxic dust. Does that somehow seem fair? On 9/11, there were those who jumped rather than die by fire. They did not get to live their dreams and inspire the next generation because of their premature expiration. How do you make sense of the senseless? We came together then, but one wonders when will we see that again? Shame on all those who would tear us apart, who are not genuine, they do not come from their heart. Whether politicians or members of the media or others on either side of the aisle espousing extreme views, always up for a fight, not open to differences of opinion because they always have to be right, which makes you wrong. Isn't that their repetitive song? We do not honor those who died when we haven't even tried to get past our differences. Be open to other points of view. That's something those who died are due. They gave their lives. For what? And their families got to pay, to be precise, too high a price. How dare we forget? We are supposed to be there for each other. Teach our children to come together, not fight and call each other disparaging names. This is not setting an example. It's playing a sick game. Could 9/11 have been prevented? Will we ever know the answer? So many lives lost, such incredible cost. But did anyone lose their job, held accountable for the unthinkable? Was it a national security blunder? Don't we have a right to wonder about decisions presidents made, the role the FBI played, and the ultimate price paid? What if U.S. airline security had been more like LL? with the terrorists had been thwarted instead of feeling rewarded with a mission complete. A horrendous feat. There were experts back then whose warnings were not heeded. Our screening system was not good enough and needed to be updated. 9/11 was not fated. We New Yorkers were told the air was safe, but that was not true. Did government officials have a clue that what they were saying was a lie? So you have to ask why again. The people in charge faced no consequences for their actions or inaction. Years later, Christy Whitman, then head of the EPA, said we did the best with what we knew at the time. Really? Affecting people's health may not be a crime, but shame on all those who misled us about what was deadly dust. If you can't breathe the air without a mask, you can trust it's not safe outside to do any task. We are still vulnerable to another terrorist attack. The Secretary of Homeland Security says the southern border is secure, but the reality is it's now an open door. Pictures don't tell lies. So how does he get away with saying that when we can see with our own eyes? Check out if that's a fact. Have we turned the border inadvertently into a welcome mat for would-be terrorists too? All it takes is a few to turn our world topsy-turvy. Would you agree? A man was just 4 when his Uncle Jimmy, who he is named for, died that day. In the annual reading of the names of the dead, this is what he said, reminding the politicians, quote, "It should not take a tragedy to unite us because of a dereliction of duty," unquote. Protect us from what's in store if we choose to ignore the warnings of experts who know better. But sadly, can't count on those in charge to practice prevention. There was no intervention before the 11th of September, and as a result, we will always remember.